Cadbury Time. Introducing We Three. Johnny McMahon.
And Beulah Parker.
With Margot Sheridan at the piano. Once again, there's music for all tastes in our We Three program tonight. A little of the old time, a little of the new. Designed for your relaxation and enjoyment.
Like Bournvita.
Just like Bournvita, Eula. You couldn't have chosen a happier simile. At the end of the day, when you come home tired and all sort of churned up inside, there's nothing like Cadbury's Bournvita to relax those taut muscles and make you feel at peace with the world. It's essential, too, at the end of a hard day, that you build up sufficient energy reserves to carry you through the night in sound, untroubled sleep. And that's where the rich nourishment of barley malt, eggs, milk, and chocolate comes into play, providing your system with just that very quick source of energy essential for proper rest. Order a tin of Bournvita tomorrow and see for yourself how much better you feel and how much better you sleep. Why, hello, Eula.
Hello, John. How are you?
Oh, not too good. I've got a cold. My feet hurt, and there's an awful pain in my back.
Johnny, when a person says, how are you, that's a greeting, not how's your indigestion.
I see what you mean. Sorry, honeyhead, but I've been moody all the week. You see, it's so long since I've seen you. I missed you terribly.
That's a weak excuse for bad temper, I must say.
No, honestly, I did miss you, Eula.
But, Johnny, it's only a few days since you saw me. We went to the pictures only last Saturday night.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
Seems like a month of Sunday since I saw you Saturday night. Seems like a month of Sunday since I kissed and cuddled you tight. Since I heard you say in the sweetest way, don't you know I love you so? And we kissed and then we kissed again. Oh, it seems so long ago. Seems like a month of Sundays. Does it seem that way to you too? We'll have to figure some way how to meet much more than we do. Being cheek to cheek only twice a week doesn't seem to be quite right. Seems like a month of Sundays since I saw you Saturday night.
We did have a good time on Saturday, didn't we, John?
Certainly did.
It was a pity we missed the first half of the show, though.
Well, if you hadn't taken so long to dress, we shouldn't have missed that train.
If you hadn't made me run all the way to the station, we shouldn't have had to wait so long for the next one.
That's logic, I must say.
Wasn't Dinah Shore beautiful?
Ah, Dinah. Is there anyone finer?
You're quite a fan of hers, aren't you, John?
Well, who isn't?
Oh, what I wouldn't give to own that gorgeous white evening gown she wore.
Eula, I didn't even notice the evening gown.
You wouldn't.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was too interested in her singing.
Yes, she does sing beautifully. Especially, I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my heart. I love you, and you alone were meant for me. Please give your loving heart to me and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning, dream of you every night. Never lonely whenever you're inside. I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope
Dinah isn't in Australia at the moment, honeyhead. You'll do me.
Oh, Johnny.
Is it any wonder men fall for you? By the way, what type of fella is your ideal man? One with a past?
Heavens, no.
Well, how's about a man with a future?
No, Johnny. Actually, the man who interests me is a man with a present.
Oh.
And the more expensive it is, the more interest I take in him.
Mercenary Parker, I shall have to call you. But I've got to hand it to you. You're sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. I know you love me. There is nothing more I can say. By the way, Euler, honeyhead,
mm-hmm.
I bought you some sweets tonight.
Oh, Johnny, did you?
Mm-hmm. Sweets for the sweet, you know.
Sounds like a bag of popcorn to me.
Wasn't as corny as that, was I?
Hurry up, open the bag. I'm starving. Oh, Johnny, they're conversation lollies. I haven't seen them in years.
Well, neither have I. Happened to see them in a shop, and I bought them just for a gag.
Oh, look at this one. Meet me by the cowshed.
Here's one. You're my sweetie.
Isn't that sweet?
Well, these things say more to you than I ever could say.
Oh, look at this one. It says, will you be my valentine? How funny.
Seriously, Eula, will you?
What, John?
Be my valentine.
Oh, Johnny. I'll be your sweetheart if you will be mine.
All my life I'll be your valentine.
Bluebells I've gathered, take them and be true.
When I'm a man, my plan will be to marry you.
sweetheart, if you will be mine.
Darling, what sort of a ring would you like?
Anything you say, dear. What sort do you think?
Whatever you think, dear.
Oh, no, whatever you think, dear.
But, darling, you're the one who's going to wear it.
Well, whatever's the cheapest, dear.
I'm not going to give my girl a cheap engagement ring.
Of course not. I was only thinking of you, darling.
Of course you were, darling, and I love you for it.
Oh, do you, dear? And I love you, too, darling.
That's what I like about you, darling. So easy to get along with.
We are agreeable, aren't we? We do get on well together, don't we, dear?
We certainly do.
Like coffee and cake, eggs in a basket,
boat on a lake, tisket-a-tosket,
an Indian with his feather.
We go well together,
like birds in the sky, soda and brandy,
crust on a pie, baby with candy,
a Highlander with his heather.
We go well together.
Now I admit that I'm not much, and you're the season's catch.
Still outside of that small fact, we're a perfect match.
Like sand on a beach, horse and a carriage,
a fuzz on a peach, sweetheart and marriage,
a harvesting in fair weather.
We go well together.
Like dollars and cents,
a rum and a chaser,
taxes and rent,
stropping a razor, a weatherman and his weather.
We go well together, like peas in a pot, ha-ha.
Top tea and trumpet,
fishing and rod,
trombones and trumpet,
a shoemaker with his leather.
We go well together.
Now I admit that I'm not much, and you're the season's catch.
Still outside of that small fact, we're a perfect match.
Match?
Like paper and pen.
Pillows and bedding.
Rooster and hen.
June bride and wedding.
Harvesting in fair weather.
Yes, we go very well.
We go well together.
Talking of going well together, Eula.
Yes, John?
Here's something that always goes together. Sleep and good health.
How do you mean, Johnny?
Well, my pretty one, sound sleep is the very foundation of good health. You know yourself how you feel next morning if you've spent a restless night, tossing and turning, listening to the milkman and all the other stray noises of the night.
John, I'm unbearable.
There you are, then. Here's what you should do. Just stir 2 teaspoonfuls of Cadbury's Bournvita into a glass or cup of hot milk, and you'll really hit the road to dreamland quick as winking. And next morning, you'll bound out of bed with a smile and a song on your lips. Try Bournvita and just see the difference it makes. And so comes time for us to say goodbye. Till next time, this is Johnny McMahon.
And Eula Parker.
With Margot Sheridan at the piano saying,
goodbye for now.